Well, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, that you could meet with your family. Family's an important part of our life. It's even more important for us as Christians because we are all families, or family, I should say. God doesn't have any cousins. He doesn't have any nephews or nieces. He only has sons and daughters. And there's really only two families in the world. You have God's family, and you have the family of Satan. We don't like to think of it that way, but that's really what it is. You could say there's only two kingdoms as well. The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of this world, which is, again, Satan. Again, we don't like to look at it that way, but that's the way it is. And when we look at Christmas, everybody likes a little baby, except maybe when they're crying and doing all those things. But otherwise, you think of it as a joyous time. But the reality is, Jesus planned to come not just as a baby. He came as the Savior of this world, which meant he was going to die. Because as sinners, and that's what we all are, there's no hope. You cannot save yourself, no matter how hard you try. And so Jesus came to take our sins to the cross. That's the rest of the story. And in Galatians, in the fourth chapter, we can see this. And I'm not going to read it all, as tempting as it is to do that. I'm just going to, you'll have my paraphrase of a piece of it. In Galatians 4, verse 5. Paul says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. That's what we just celebrated. He was born under the law. Why? That we could be received as that we might receive the adoption as sons. All of God's sons and daughters are adopted because we're all sinners. When Christ came and died for us, he made a pathway for us to him. And if he's your Lord and your Savior, you've accepted him, you can be a son or a daughter. If you reject him, you are not. That's the hard reality of life. He took our place. He paid the price for sin so that a new relationship could be established. Our relationship with God is based on Jesus' birth, his death, and his resurrection. And when we accept Christ as Lord and Savior, God accepts you as a son or a daughter. So what you do with Jesus determines your destiny. And that's why we're here today. And that's why every week we participate in the Lord's Supper or communion, whichever term you use. It's to remind us of what Jesus did. And in Mark, I'm just, again, kind of paraphrasing, and the only reason I'm using Mark is that's what we're going through on Wednesday night, so I'll put a plug in there for Wednesday. But in Mark, Jesus said, take this, the bread, for this is my body. So let's do that together first. We'll take it together. And take a few minutes to remember what Jesus did. He went to the cross. He allowed his body to be beaten and broken for you. He took what you deserve. Now let's take the cup as well. And Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant, which was poured out for many. The covenant, during that time, contracts were sealed in blood. And when Jesus died, there was a new, you might say, contract based on him and what we do with him. And so we need to remember that, and that's why we do this every week, to remember, what did Jesus do for me? And that should affect how you live your life every day. And that's the challenge. It's to be thankful every week and even every day. And it's also help us to live a life that shows we are a son or a daughter to the King of Kings. Sometimes we forget that. But if you're the son or the daughter of a king, you act different, or you should. And the rest of the world should see how you live. And so that's the challenge that's with this. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Jesus who came ultimately to come and die on a cross for us, to establish a new relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We ask that we not only remember that, but you help us or challenge us to live a life worthy of being a son or a daughter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.